Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, gentlemen.
So while a lot of the talk this morning is about what's going on in Syria, the president's focus on Twitter is on the Democrats going after him.
Yeah, it's more of the same. I mean, it's frankly become a daily, and, you know, not even recently, but going back over a year, you know, scam, hoax, witch hunt, you know, just kind of, I guess, reminding people as the work week begins exactly how he feels about, you know, what he perceives as being done to him unfairly by the Democrats. And once again, setting the tone for yet another week of, you know, who knows what will happen here in Washington, but the impeachment inquiry rolls on. Congress will be back after a two-week break tomorrow, but it's important to note that during this whole break, and even today on what is technically a federal holiday, those three House panels that have been probing impeachment have been working all through it with depositions. They have more scheduled this week, so, you know, 3, 4, 5 hours from now, as news starts to trickle out from that, who knows what the president's reaction will be.
What about the issue of what's going on in Syria? There has been the most recent announcement, I guess, was by the administration that they're pulling the rest of the forces out of the Kurd-backed area and getting completely out. And it seems like Turkey is just going full speed into that country.
Yeah, that's essentially what it is. We heard from Defense Secretary Esper yesterday saying that the U.S. had initially pulled out just a few dozen of the troops that were in that border region that Turkey had announced that it would move into, and now that offensive is essentially full-blown, and Turkey's been massing more firepower, more artillery, more airstrikes, roughly 1,000 U.S. troops that had been in that area are now being pulled back. Not being pulled out of Syria, but just being pulled back from that region. So on the one hand, you have Secretary Esper of the administration saying, look, our folks were in imminent danger. You saw Turkey fire in an area where U.S. troops were late last week. We have to get them out to protect them. And then you have the critics saying, well, that's just another step toward essentially telling Turkey, come on through, do whatever it is you're going to do. So now the administration's really stuck in a, you send a message by leaving your forces there, but then risk having Americans killed by a NATO ally in strikes, or do you say we're going to do whatever we need for force protection and actually pull them back? So, I mean, the situation is literally changing by the minute there, but it's also getting uglier by the minute.
What has been the reaction of other countries? I mean, we've talked a lot about what's happening here. I'm curious what the view is from the outside looking in, from and the point being, Sagar, is we back other countries too. Would there be a concern at some point we're going to start this series of leaving places?
Yeah, there hasn't been as much of that out loud in public as you might think. I was reading a column yesterday where someone noted, hey, what happened to the British? Why are they not talking about what's going on here? And I think you can fold that all into broader Trump foreign policy. I think a lot of these countries are watching kind of what plays out publicly and trying to do what they can behind the scenes. You know, we've heard concerns from NATO's Secretary General saying that the U.S. should do more to really try to convince Turkey, look, this is not a good idea. This is going to lead down a bad path. You know, something needs to be done. There's also been a lot of talk about, again, Turkey is a NATO ally. Is NATO going to take action against Turkey for actually going into another country and making moves like this? Behind the scenes, there are concerns, most certainly at the Pentagon, that foreign militaries and foreign governments are looking at this as a, well, if you look at it in the most simplest terms, it's obviously a lot more complicated, but the U.S. has abandoned an ally with whom it fought, with whom it bled, and with whom it had made some agreements. If the U.S. is, in fact, doing exactly that to the Kurds there, what stops the U.S. from doing that with the troops that have stationed in Germany or you know, other places throughout Europe. If things start to hit the fan, can we count on the American military to stay and help us? And that's become a pretty big conversation in foreign capitals and in Brussels, where NATO's headquartered. And it's a pretty extraordinary thing when you do have these staunch allies wondering if the U.S. will hang around to help them. But that's what it's come to right now.
Clearly a turning point and never a dull day in Washington. Sagar, we appreciate your time this morning.
I would like for a federal holiday to be dull, but so far it doesn't seem that's actually going.
No.
All right. Well, always good talking to you, Sagar. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.